And as the world remembers the moon landing, some doubters still think it was fake. But Australian scientists at the ANU who've studied the rocks the astronauts brought back from the moon say the rocks prove the conspiracy theories are wrong. Australians were also responsible for sending visual proof of the moon landing back to the world. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
It's something that had to be seen to be believed. A man walking on the moon. And the pictures were made possible by the engineer at the CSIRO's Parkes Radio Telescope, David Cook.
I was in the control room because I had to watch the performance of the receiver.
The now 87-year-old had the task of managing the signal that sent out the historic TV proof to 650 million people around the world.
I was able to look this video monitor. There's nothing like video monitor today. It was not only black and white, it was green and white. So, and only quite small. So, it was quite amazing to watch this event take place. There's nothing like that had ever happened before.
The pictures of Neil Armstrong setting foot on the moon were sent from another dish in Australia, NASA's Honeysuckle Creek Tracking Station near Canberra. 86-year-old Mark Dinn was the deputy director there.
We didn't really know what to expect, and it came out with a fairly strong contrast between the brightness of the moon's surface and the darkness of the sky, for want of a better word, on the moon.
The idea that the moon landings were faked may have only been embraced on the fringe, but scientists felt it was worth disproving the conspiracy. 89-year-old retired professor Bill Comston has held and studied the rocks.
Well, you had to use your glove and you had to keep the sample in a safe when you're not actually working on it. But I did on the first couple of days, I took a sample home to show my family so they could see it. They didn't put their paws on it, because I was supervising it.
He says the moon rocks look like earthly basalt and conglomerate rocks. Professor Comston worked at the ANU and was chosen by NASA to study the moon rocks because he was a pioneer in a method of determining the age of rocks.
We found the rocks from the moon were 4.3 billion years old.
NASA has brought back 382 kilograms of rocks from their 6 Apollo missions to the moon. Scientists at the ANU still study the rocks. Professor Trevor Island specialises in lunar soil.
If we were to try and deceive the public by masquerading these rocks, we would get into all sorts of problems because we just simply cannot make a material that looks like a lunar rock that has the age characteristics of 4.35 billion years, has all the right trace element geochemistry and so forth. Plus, we would have had to know in advance what the moon was like.
Once the scientists finish studying the moon rocks and soil, they have to send them back to the NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.